other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. Another live edition of the Alex Jones broadcast. It is Friday, the 16th day of April 2004. I hope you enjoyed paying the money into the private Federal Reserve yesterday, as millions of Americans did. Coming up in the third hour, we have Ellen Mariani, one of the victim's wives, one of the widows, and her lawyer, Philip Berg, former Assistant Attorney General of a major state, coming on the broadcast, going over the evidence of government complicity in the 9/11 attacks. Now, they put the other widows on TV. They don't like to put Ellen on TV because she's too hardcore. She brings out the facts, though she's been attacked by socialists like Lord Limbaugh and others as traitors to question the all-powerful, omnipresent government. Now, in the second hour, for about 20 minutes, we're going to have Ralph Nader on the show. And no, I'm not part of the Green Party, and now he's got his own party. I have spoken at an event a few weeks ago that Mr. Nader spoke at, because I'll go to any crowd, anytime, anywhere to get the word out about the New World Order. Be it conservative, liberal, libertarian, I don't care. I'm here to wake people up to the threat of the globalist takeover. But he's calling for Bush's impeachment. A lot more. So he's coming on the show in the next hour, and I do have some interesting questions for Mr. Nader, the consumer advocate, and you do not want to miss this interview that is coming up in the next hour. In fact, they contacted us. We're honored to have Mr. Nader on the broadcast, and he'll be coming on the show, so stay with us for that. We'll also have wide open phones today, any issue you'd like to discuss. The situation in Iraq, the 9/11 Whitewash Commission, what's happening with Big Brother developments here domestically, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We'll get to your calls early in this first hour. Again, it's Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Rumsfeld, Iraq toll higher than expected. Boy, it was hard for him to say that yesterday in the Pentagon briefing. And he said, well, I certainly would not have expected this to happen. I certainly would not have estimated that we would have had the number of individuals lost that we have had lost in the last week, with 88 U.S. soldiers killed and a surge of violence coming from multiple insurgent factions inside the country. Hundreds of Iraqis have been killed, the AP reports. The official number is over 1,200 in the last week, and a lot of people say, oh, good, kill them all. You know, let God sort them out. They deserve it. A lot of these people supported the takeover. A lot of these houses getting blown up full of women and children supported the coalition. In fact, in polls conducted by Iraqi newspapers, over half the population supports the takeover. So these neocons that get on the air and say, wipe out Fallujah, kill them all, nuke them. I will again state, this is the same thing if somebody 5 miles from you kills four people and strings them up on a bridge, then does the government come and surround your city of 300,000 people, an American city of 300,000 people, and start bombarding the city haphazard, willy-nilly, pell-mell, helter-skelter? No. Now, that's what the government did. That's what the Paul Bremer and the occupational government did. The neocons are calling for wiping the whole city out. So next time there's a multiple murder in your city, there's a lot of cities, 300,000 or so, I guess the call will be to nuke the city, kill everyone. It makes no sense if you put your thinking caps on. It's bloodthirsty and evil. But if you get into this emotional state that the beatnik neocons put you in, then it's all over. Speaking of beatnik neocons, we've got an expose of one of them today. That's coming up, but first we'll cover all the top stories. Stay with us, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and the websites.
Hey,
folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, big Friday edition for you. We've got Ralph Nader with his Independent Party coming on. He's calling for the impeachment of Lord Bush. And I've got some very interesting questions for Mr. Nader. We appreciate his office contacting us for him to come on the show. That stuff rarely happens, so we're looking forward to having him on the broadcast. Then in the third hour, we have Mrs. Mariani, whose husband died in the World Trade Centers. And she, of course, has been exposing, with her lawyer, she has been exposing government complicity in the attacks. And so we'll be going over what she thinks and her lawyer thinks of the whitewash that's been going on by Bush's business partners in the 9/11 cover-up commission. So that's the guest here on the broadcast today. We're also going to have wide-open phones on any issue you'd like to discuss at 1-800-259-9231. If you're joining us for the first time and you're wondering what this broadcast is all about, we get liberals, conservatives, libertarians, foreign government officials on the show. This is a classical liberal program. Now, what that means is we're pro-gun, pro-border, anti-abortion. We are against the New World Order. The founding fathers called themselves classical liberals, meaning freedom to the people, small government. Today, the left would call me an ultra-right-wing terrorist. The so-called neocon conservatives, another branch of the left, call me a communist, when in truth they are much closer on the political spectrum to communism than we are here on this show. And that's how the globalists have been winning, is that they control the paradigm. They control the left and right, give you false choices. I mean, look at John Forbes Kerry. He's on television saying we got to stay the course in Iraq. We just got to have the UN run things. He's for open borders. He's for gun control. He's for campaign finance reform. So is Chuckie Schumer, Hillary Clinton, and the rest of them. He's for the Patriot Act, 1 and 2. He's for all of it. He's cousins with Bush, members of the same secret society. But the rhetoric is a little different, but the actions are identical. You're not given a real choice. And what the neocons do is they get on radio and television, and they talk about how bad Hillary is and how evil Janet Reno is and how dangerous Chuckie Schumer is and how, you know, devilish Kerry is. And his nickname at Skull and Bones was Long Devil. So I guess that actually does fit. But to make a long story short, they just bash socialists all day, which are just another, grouping of the establishment. So it's different management teams who are actually for the same thing, giving you the illusion that there's some type of fight going on. And this is so important. I mean, we know Ted Kennedy's bad. We know John F. Kerry's bad. We know Hillary's a gun-grabbing socialist. But when Bush follows the exact same policies, oh, he'll throw you a conservative bone in a speech, but his policies follow Hillary almost identically, the whole agenda gets rammed through because they're playing good cop, bad cop on you. That is, if you're a conservative, you see the Democrats as the bad cop, you see Bush as the good cop. If you're a liberal, you see Bush as the bad cop, the Democrats as the good cop. It's a carnival barker scam where one guy comes up and says something really rude and mean to you, and then his buddy walks up and shoves him and pushes him down in the dirt and says, "Back off, buddy." And then he says, the good cop carnival barker says, "Here, you can trust me. Why don't you come behind the shop with me and I'll help you out." Then they stab you in the back as soon as they get you around the corner and you find out they're working together. This is the reality. No better example than Mary Magdalene and James Carville married to each other. But there's many other examples of this. And so the neocons are able to neutralize the real conservative movement in this country. The neocons won't talk about Bush being for open borders. They won't talk about Bush who's going to sign the assault weapons ban in September. They won't talk about the real issues. They just all day scare you that, oh, if you don't vote for Bush and don't support the war on terror, the liberals are going to get you. The liberals already got us, and they're not even what you would call a liberal. If you want to use the true term, they're all command and controllers. Whether it's fascism or communism, it's a tiny elite running things with enforcers that wear black uniforms that put you in giant private prisons building widgets. Both parties are voting for cameras and biometrics and police state activities. Both parties are for the war. And I told you a year before the war, I said, we're going to go in. It's going to be a disaster. Then we're going to say, we messed up. Let's put the UN in. The UN will come in and will cut back on the abuses. They will stop arresting all men down to the age of 11 in some towns, putting them in camps. They will allow some freedom. They will allow some limited elections. And then, oh, see, the UN's good, America's bad. People said, well, that's happening now. Bush is calling for that now. How did you know this a year before the war? 2 years ago, because I read Foreign Affairs put out by the Council on Foreign Relations. I read government white papers. I read think tank white papers. I remember 3 years ago, a Sydney Morning Herald 32-page article. And there they were saying, look, the world is aware that there's a new world order now. Global government's upon us. And the way we've got to sell this to the people is, okay, do you want a liberal world government run by the UN, or do you want an evil right-wing government run by the insane cowboy George Bush from Texas? I mean, it actually said that. And they said that there'd been this debate about the New World Order, and the media had just denied it existed. But now it's so far along, the Supreme Court taking orders from the UN, the national parks being taken over by the UN, Bush signing on to UNESCO and all this. Because it's so out in the open now, we've got to give the people a false choice. And I'd seen white papers on this 5 years ago. And so, whereas the New World Order, whether it's the EU or the US or the Federal Reserve or the Bank of England or the Bundesbank of Germany or the Bank of France, it's all owned by the same shareholders. Forbes magazine will tell you that. But because they've got a global empire set up, they've got to give you the illusion of choice as if there's some type of fight going on. And so overnight we've gone from denying that there's a world government. You know, I was a kook 8 years ago to talk about it. Didn't exist. To, okay, there's a world government, but it's going to be a debate of who's going to run the New World Order. Will it be the Democrat or the Republican, the Tory or the Labor, the Social Democrat, or the, you know, version of it? And so they've circumnavigated a debate about this. You remember Limbaugh and others saying there's no New World Order, it doesn't exist, nutty right-wingers think this when he's supposedly a right-winger, and now the Supreme Court's run by the UN, now we're losing our sovereignty, now foreign troops are here publicly, they're talking about getting rid of Posse Comitatus, using foreign troops in major publications. Everything we warned you about is now happening, and overnight, oh yeah, there's a world government. But is it going to be America's world government, as Bush was calling for in his press conference 3 nights ago, or is it going to be a new world order run by the loving liberals? And so to give this false view, this false dialectic, this false choice, the UN said, we're against this war, it's wrong, it's abusive, it's evil, we're loving and good. The world rallied behind the UN, which is owned by the same banks that own America. And so now America is meant to fall down in Iraq, and I told Vanity Fair this in an interview 3 months ago that they finally published this week. It's all right there in the interview. And I laid all this out, and now I've got the articles that indeed the UN is going to be our savior and come in and fix everything. And then suddenly our government's going to stop doing the things that stir up the Muslims, that stir up the Shiites. And the UN will put in its own brand of tyranny, not as abusive, but almost as abusive, and the world will buy it. Now, empires, the British did this 100 years ago, 200 years ago. They found out that if they went into India or they went into Egypt or Iraq or wherever they were, they even wrote handbooks on this, that if they would take down the British flag, if they would bring down the flag and run up the flag of the nation, they could put a dictator in who looked like the population, who talked like the population, and it was called the Invisible Empire. And then they could run everything that way. And see, that's the UN approach to doing it. The UN's totally bloodthirsty. They sat over Iraq the last 13 years, 12 years up in the war, when 1.5 million people died of every disease you can imagine. They've slaughtered people from Rwanda to Burma to East Timor. They are the most bloodthirsty, vicious killers you can imagine, the most communistic demons. But again, by coming out against the Iraq war, the UN now has been legitimized to all these foolish third world countries that now think it's the answer to the evil cowboy in Texas, who isn't a cowboy at all, who's a blue blood from Kennebunkport, Maine, related to the Queen of England. So see how they've set you up for all of this? See how they've run this scam on you? And so now we're going to see it unfold. And it's very, very scary. And now our troops have paid. The Iraqis have paid. It is a sick joke. It is pathetic. And they have designed this from the beginning to unfold exactly as it's unfolding. And again, this is not my opinion. It's from their own documents. But you've been listening for years. You know I've laid this out. I've written news articles about this. I've broken this down in Police State 3 Total Enslavement that I made 11 months ago, that was released 11 months ago. We've gone through the evidence. We are consistent. We have credibility. And so that's what this broadcast is all about. Really saving the family. Protecting homeschoolers, defending the Second Amendment, defending our sovereignty, stopping the free trade area of the Americas that's going to be 10 times worse than NAFTA and GATT, stopping the export of our jobs, which Bush says is good, stopping the doubling in the size of government that we've seen in the last 5 years. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Bunch of news coming up.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
I'm a nurse, and I injured my back, and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim and Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim and Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-FIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-FIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let me break it down in a little bit simpler fashion, a little bit more condensed, boiled down fashion. Let's say America is a city, and the Democrats are the army outside the city, openly attacking it, trying to take it over for the New World Order. And then there's traitors inside the city. They can't openly jump up and say, we want to bring America down. They have to act like they're for America, like Benedict Arnold, the traitor, while quietly selling the city down the river, lowering the drawbridge in the middle of the night. And so their rhetoric is all good, but their actions is very, very bad. This is a global empire move using America as a captured province to supply the fuel for war, the troops for war, the supplies. And that's all this is. They told the Iraqis, accept total UN slavery intensified, 12 more years of sanctions and genocide, or the bad cop is going to knock you upside the head and accelerate things, and that's indeed what happened. Then we take the blame for it. The UN comes in as the savior, and that's now official. We'll get to your calls coming up in the next segment. Stuart, George, William, Marcos, and Tyler, and many, many others. But here's the news. Again, Rumsfeld, Iraq toll higher than expected. 88 troops died in the last week over there. The biggest week before that was 50 in 1 week. This is higher than Vietnam numbers in the first 4 years of the war. Very serious. U.S. welcomes U.N. proposals on Iraq caretaker government. U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell welcomed proposals made by U.N. Undersecretary General Lockhart Brahimi about the establishment of a caretaker government before the June 30th deadline for the U.S.-led coalition to return sovereignty to Iraqis. Now, again, our troops are going to stay there. And they told them about five separate times in the last year, you're about to come home in three more months. And each time they say, no, you can't do it. No, you're not coming home. And this is the fifth time now they're telling them three more months. And you can bet in three more months you're not coming home. But our troops are going to stay there. And it's not a caretaker government. People ask why they're making such a big deal of the June 30th handover and Bush going, no, it will happen, you know, in June. It's because they appointed 320-something people. Our government appointed them at the, quote, democracy. Now, they're going to appoint 300 more people. Imagine if Russia took America over and then said, you get to have a democracy. Here, we're going to appoint 300 governors. That's a democracy. And then, oh, we're going to have even more of a democracy. They're going to appoint 300 people. That's incredible. That'd be like if the feds came in and said, we're appointing your governor and your city council and your mayor, and this is your freedom. It's out in the open, but they mislabel things. But so don't worry, our troops are going to keep dying, and the UN's going to come in and boss them around, and this is the new system. People who say, well, the UN's a hollow paper tiger. It is, but it uses us as its power base. Oh, just amazing. So much here. You know, I wanted to spend some time on the contractors fleeing Iraq, even as U.S. plans to bolster forces by another 80,000. Also, more propaganda intel saying Syria funding Iraq uprising. Damascus has become key opponent of new Baghdad government. Sure. And Paul Joseph Watson wrote an article for Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com talking about Michael Savage. And I know we've got a lot of stations that pick the show up that carry Michael Savage. But he's a big boy. He attacks everybody and sits up there and says he's a conservative, and so we need to respond to him. In the history of this show, this broadcast, up until a few years ago, I never talked about neocons. I've never discussed other talk show hosts, but it has to be done because this guy is calling for putting anyone that disagrees with the government in a forced labor camp. He says forced labor camp. And so we've done some research, some more research on him, and we've also gotten some of his books. And I don't think there's a more beatnik communist in America. He doesn't like to talk about that a lot. And, I don't think you can really find a slimier hippie. I don't think you can find a more degenerate revolutionary against America than Michael Savage. And so we'll come back and take calls, and then I'm going to get into this very cunning devil. And when I say devil, I mean it. A national radio host, Michael Savage, calls for newspaper editors to be arrested for sedition. Oily beatnik neocon radio host Michael Savage, who was previously and repeatedly called for anyone who criticizes the government to be put in concentration camps, has now advocated the arrest of U.S. newspaper editors. And of course, you don't think they're really going to ever arrest the New York Times editor, one of his buddies. No. It's going to be for homeschoolers and conservatives. But see, he's helping create this climate to get what he always wanted.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want a jump start on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart gardens. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog, or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers rates too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I'm going to spend just about 4 or 5 minutes later in this hour to explain how the socialist crowd of the 60s figured out how to become neocons, and Ron Paul has given a big speech on this last year called Neocon on the Floor of the House. The literal Communist Fourth International had a meeting and said, we can't take over unless we control the conservative movement. By the way, again, this has come out in Congress by the most conservative member of Congress. He quotes their own books, by the way. It's not our opinion. And he lays this out. And I want to get into one of their chief servants, Michael Savage, very dangerous individual. We'll go over this. In fact, last night, I was driving along and I stopped at a red light, and a so-called conservative in his big, open-topped Mercedes had Savage on. I started trying to explain to him in 30 seconds that he was a dirty beatnik, and the guy just rolled his eyes at me, so we'll have to go over that. Let's go ahead quickly. I want to go bam, bam, bam through these calls. Stuart in New York. Go ahead. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Alex. I tell you, if there was a race for the position of number one slimeball, and Michael Savage is the number one, then Sean Hannity has to be a really close second. But that's not what I called about. Something more important, I hope. Joyce and Dave were talking about this website that shows video footage that apparently hundreds of thousands of people may already have of a missile being released from the planes striking the Trade Tower.
Now, we've had that posted for over a year.
Right, but apparently it's finally being noticed. And my fear, my question to you is this. If this is what it's all purported to be, I am really surprised that the evil powers that be haven't shut it down, number one.
Well, let me just say this. They can't. It's already on 1,000 websites. You just learned of it. The duplication of information is unstoppable at this point unless they pull the whole plug on the net, which they may actually try to do here in the future with taxation and regulation. Look, I mean, we have the owner of the World Trade Centers, Larry Silverstein, on PBS saying they blew Building 7 up that afternoon.
I remember when you released that.
That's out in the open and nothing's been done.
Yeah. No, my other question to you is this. If by some chance this does bring down the current regime, what do you suppose is the powers that be's backup plan?
Well, I mean, Bush isn't running anything. His cabinet isn't running anything. John Kerry won't be running anything. They're just puppets.
Right, but if the puppets are busted, what do you think their next move will be?
Well, they're not going to be busted. I mean, they have people come out all the time with FBI agents, FBI translators, how they were ordered not to stop Al-Qaeda, how they were ordered to cover things up, and it never makes it in our newspapers. They can have a press conference with, 15 news cameras, and it never makes it on the news.
Wonder why the world hates us.
So, well, the world hates us because the banks that own America have used us to do the dirty work, and it's been an elaborate scheme to set it up where they all run to the UN as their savior. Thanks for the call. George. George, where are you calling us from?
From Chicago.
Welcome.
Thank you. The reason why I'm calling is two things. A question. I was wondering, are you going to be broadcasting again in Chicago? Because you used to broadcast here in Chicago one time.
Yeah, affiliates come and go, and we were on for about a year and a half in Chicago, and then the station switched. No, we're on a few affiliates in Illinois, and if people want to try to get us an affiliate, that'd be great.
All right. The comment I have, I wanted to say is that I don't know if you heard on Sean Hannity, Ashcroft was on his show, and he was saying that there was a provision in the Patriot Act that allowed people to sue the government if they feel their rights have been taken away.
Well, number one, that's not true. It gives them immunity, and all citizens are classified as terrorists in Section 802, and it's just more lies. John Ashcroft, last year, 2 months after Patriot Act 2 was introduced, got up before Congress and said there is no Patriot Act 2, and then on December 13th, with the Saddam capture, they announced the signing of Patriot Act 2. So, I mean, look, George Bush in the State of the Union said amnesty is an amnesty. We're dealing with people who plant fake news articles in newspapers, who create fake dossiers, who create fake videos of fat bin Ladens in dark rooms, and later have to admit it's fake. They're a pack of liars.
Well, I was, I went home and I was looking through the Patriot Act, and I was like going through it, and I'm like, what provision? I don't know what he's talking about. There is no provision, and we're saying
well,
that.
Well, look, let me try to explain this, and thanks for the call, George. It's good questions. Look, what they do in the Patriot Act is, Patriot Act 1 passed October 27th, 2001, in the dead of night. No member of Congress was allowed to read it. We've had two congressmen on going over that on the show. What they do is, it starts out with, we love everybody's rights, and we love minorities, and we're going to give you freedom, and you can stand up against us if we take your rights, and this is sunsetted for 5 years. And then it says, this is not sunsetted for 5 years. The provision saying that we'll treat you nicely is sunsetted in 5 years, and those provisions have no power to begin with. So there's a bunch of subsections that talk about all your rights, but then say you don't have any rights. It's like the UN charter or the Declaration of Human Rights by the UN. Article 30 and 31, after they list all these rights, say you have no rights. You know, it's like the Soviet Constitution. Lots of talk about rights, but no real rights. And so that's what's going on there. I challenge people to go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and to read my analysis of Patriot Act 1 and 2, that, by the way, won the Project Censored Award this year. Let's go ahead. They had over 30 professors look at my findings and check it out and found it to be very accurate. Secret arrest of citizens, secret execution, national DNA database, no more Fifth Amendment, no more Fourth Amendment. And now you see the Supreme Court ruling in the last 3 weeks and the Fifth Circuit ruling to get in line with the Patriot Act. And now when you hear about Homeland Security, I've got three articles today where Homeland Security says, we're going to be fighting terrorism and crime. We're going to be putting up more cameras to fight crime and terrorism. See, overnight it's now crime, crime, crime. The Patriot Act says you don't have any rights if we're fighting terrorism or crime, or crime, or crime. And now these Supreme Court and federal court rulings don't say anything about terrorism. It's for the citizens. William, good to have you on the show. Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Alex. Beautiful Pacific Northwest. First question. You're on coast to coast, I understand, and I didn't get the date yesterday. Maybe you could tell me what date.
I'm on for 4 hours, the 22nd.
Of April?
Next Thursday.
Excellent. One other comment is the Jersey girls. I've listened to these women. I'm very proud of them. They seem to be not accepting what they're being told in regards to the commission. And I don't know if possible, if you can get them on your show by phone or whatever. And cause I don't know if they have all the information that you and I and the rest of your listeners
know
about.
Okay, for those who just joined us and don't know what you're talking about, let's give them some background. They put these four widows on TV,
right,
out of the hundreds and hundreds of widows, because they don't know what they're talking about and because some of them do have Democratic Party connections. Then they ignore the Ellen Marianis of the world,
right,
the Bob Dole's former chief of staff, Stanley Hilton's, who say the government did it and have the evidence. See, that's what this is all about. So they get these women on who ask a few good questions, softball questions, though, compared to the real meat.
Correct.
Then they get to attack them while they ignore the widows who really know what they're talking. Look, Stanley Hilton represents 400-plus victims' families. You ever see him on TV?
I don't believe I have, Alex.
No, and I've talked to him. He's tried to get on many times. They had him on Hannity and Combs once and literally wouldn't let him talk. And at the end, he said, I believe Bush did it, and Hannity just laughs at him.
Well, Hannity's an idiot.
Well, I mean, he's the biggest liberal around. Arrest all the militias, every child needs a chip, criticizing the president's bad, you know, just come on.
Well, get back to my question. What would it take for you to, because I think there's some things they don't know about, like the FEMA clip you had on InfoWars, you know, where Dan Rather interviews, I think the guy's name is Tom Kennedy. I mean, things like this, if they could project those questions on the national media where they actually have an audience.
But see, the minute, they could only get on national TV once, and as soon as they ask real questions, they wouldn't be on. Out of all these widows, they stick these four on.
Yeah.
You understand how they selectively do that?
Yeah.
And then you think, oh, we're really hearing from the widows.
Well, it just seems that this, I feel this Kristen Breitweiser is not being fooled. I just get the feeling, gut feeling, that she's not being fooled because she has asked some pointing questions like, where was NORAD? She did that on Chris Matthews the other day. And, you know, the questions that are obvious to anybody with half a brain.
But they're not bringing up why did Condi Rice call Mayor Willie Brown and tell him not to fly to New York that day?
Well, yeah, I'm
you know,
totally
why was Bush in business with Bin Laden? Thanks for the call.
All right.
Marcos in New Mexico. Marcos, go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I just have a quick comment. My best friend, cousin is in Iraq, and he received a letter from him. He's in the Marine station in Iraq, and I just kind of wanted to, you know, give the listeners an update about how it really is over there. I'm quoting directly from his letter. He says, I'm in an effing crap hole right now.
Sir, listen, we have thousands of school children listening to this show as part of the curriculum. So hold on. So address the audience as if you're talking to 10,000 children, because you're talking to more, than that. So talk like you stop for a minute. I'm just asking you, talk like you're talking to a classroom of first graders. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, directly from his letter.
Yeah, just don't read the profanity.
Oh, I won't. It says it's horrible out here, and some days we run out of food. The lines are long because they're overcrowded in the tents. You'd figure they'd have better planning by the time we got out here. Anyway, other than that, it's over a mile and a half to the chow line, and sometimes it's not even worth walking the distance because of the sandstorms. It's incredibly bad over here. And hope everything is good over there. And I just wanted to say thank you, Alex, for taking my call. And please support Alex by getting his videos. And I apologize once again for
No, that's okay, Marcus. I'm not mad at you. Just remember, I mean, you know, the neocon shows are extremely dirty now. And we have to uphold a higher standard than they do.
and I don't want to get you in any kind of trouble or anything, because you're the only one that seems to be doing any good for America. Thank you, Alex.
Well, a lot of people are doing good for America, and so are you, Marcus. I've talked to troops that have returned. I've talked to, you know, former heads of the depleted uranium program who are, you know, basically dying of this stuff. Supporting the troops means not caring about them, having no guilt over what's happening to them, and cutting them loose for the globalists. That's the neocon definition of supporting the troops. Tyler,
yeah.
In Vegas, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk with you.
Good to talk
to
you.
Got a question here. You familiar with Chuck Carter?
Yes.
All right. I've been listening to him for probably 10, 15 years. I listened to him right after your show here on the Internet, and I'll try to make this real quick. This nice old lady, what it seemed like, if she's listening, if she's young, I'm sorry, but she asked about, well, the two president candidates are both members of Skull and Bones. Should I be concerned about that? And Chuck's response was, the Skull and Bones is basically a Kiwanis club. It's a 4-H club for college, you know, friends. And if you check any university or anything, they all have their little, you know, clubs and everything. And basically, they're just 4-H members. And I found that very disheartening.
Well, I don't want to sit here and bash Chuck. But
No, I'm not. No, I don't want to do that.
Let me stop
either.
You for a second and finish. Everybody I've talked to says he's totally changed.
Right.
I don't listen to the show, but a lot of people have. I mean, suddenly Pat Buchanan has totally flip-flopped. A lot of people who were good in the past have seen the Dark Lord launching his attack and have decided to go ahead and join him. And I'm using the Lord of Rings analogy. It's like Saruman saying, I've decided to join. And, you know, this is the future. You know, can't beat him, join him.
Right.
And you know, I've seen that happen. And that's really sad.
Yes,
Skull and Bones was founded when the Illuminati was banned by President John Quincy Adams. This is the encyclopedia, folks. Public history. It was set up to overthrow the U.S. We've had, what now, 4 presidents out of it, about 8 CIA directors, most of the banking heads, a lot of key people. It is an admitted satanic order. They do satanic rituals in coffins. I've been to Bohemian Grove where they go as old men. They engage in a satanic ceremony that I videotaped. This is very, very serious. And first and foremost, they swear an oath to Skull and Bones above all other oaths. This is a hereditary elite secret society, and is very serious. And so I'm sad that Chuck thinks that.
Yeah, and like you were saying too about Michael Savage.
Yes.
Everybody should really take heart. He is a Manchurian candidate.
Well, listen, I appreciate the call, and since you mentioned him, I'll go ahead and get into this now. Then I got a lot of other really important news, and speaking of candidates, we got Ralph Nader coming on. That should be interesting. So stay with us. That's in about 15 minutes. Understand that what Savage does is he says Bush is fighting the New World Order. Those that are against the war are for the New World Order. We've got to get behind Bush. Now, Bush's daddy called for a New World Order. Bush has called for a global order. Bush is getting rid of the Bill of Rights, going after the Second Amendment, doing all these real things, calling for amnesty. So Savage will speak out against amnesty and violations of the Second Amendment and a lot of things that sound good. But then he says, arrest anybody that disagrees with the government. You know, oh, I'm a big environmentalist. Environmentalism's good. You know, he comes out with all these bullet points and overall brings in this command and control atmosphere and then pacifies conservatives. And this is what the beatniks always wanted to do. And he was a very prominent beatnik. National radio host Michael Savage calls for newspaper editors to be arrested for sedition. Now, by calling for a liberal like the New York Times editor to be arrested, asking what people think about that, and most of his listeners saying yes, well, you know they're not going to arrest the New York Times editor. But they will arrest you for putting a sign up saying, get us out of the UN. Our court system's a joke. That's what the training's really for. So he legitimizes that, and then it's used against homeschoolers and conservatives. This is a note from Infowars.com. Alex heard Savage calling Iraqi subhuman, this blatant Nazi terminology. This is blatant Nazi terminology, but because Savage is a politically correct neocon, I mean, NBC gave him a show, folks, he is allowed to use language that would get others in a lot of trouble. If you listen to his message carefully, he's actually promoting the globalist agenda while mislabeling those who fight it as being part of the New World Order. I've heard Savage say that we have to get behind Bush's war in Iraq, the Patriot Act, and Homeland Security. He's also said that we need to create a domestic spy force with citizens watching each other's every move. Savage has the nerve to claim that by doing this, we are really fighting the New World Order, and that Bush is fighting the New World Order. Bush and his daddy have both talked about a New World Order and how they want to bring it to fruition. Savage will pay lip service to conservative issues while helping promote the globalist agenda by labeling patriots as traitors. And then Paul Watson goes into his article about Savage. We got a photo of Savage. And by the way, he promotes beatnik writers who promote things that I can't even talk about on air. And Watson says, oily beatnik neocon radio host Michael Savage, who has previously and repeatedly called for anyone who criticizes the government and been put in concentration camps, has now advocated the arrest of U.S. newspaper editors. And so we'll get back into this and then into more of the war news and your calls. And then we've got somebody coming on the show. Very interesting.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Look, it's real simple. America is America. The United States is the United States. Our troops supposedly fight, so we have a First Amendment, a Fourth Amendment, a Fifth Amendment, a Tenth Amendment, a Second Amendment. And Savage comes out and says he doesn't support the First Amendment. If you disagree with the government, that aids terrorists, pass the World War I sedition laws, arrest anybody that disagrees with the government. Because there's this vast group of terrorist supporters out there. Well, the average grassroots liberal is a well-meaning idiot, a bleeding heart, controlled by people like you in the past, Mr. Chief, the beatnik, hippie. I mean, he was a controller, folks, in the 60s. A very famous controller. And I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't have government ties. But he comes out and says all this and then legitimizes it. And then gets this idea of putting people in camps. And then it's going to be Kerry in office doing it to conservatives. So you better get wise to this. I mean, to hear somebody every time I tune in, I never miss it. I mean, I probably listen 20 times now, but every time I tune in, I never miss him saying, every time he says it, Paul Watson says he tuned in 2 days ago to write this article. First thing he heard was, Bush is fighting the New World Order. We got to get behind him. See, they take our energy, mislabel it, and get us behind the New World Order. I tune in, and it's the Iraqis are subhuman, put people in forced labor camps, arrest newspaper editors. And then meanwhile, they're out arresting conservatives for handing out my videos. So are you starting to get the picture here? Paul Watson writes, oily beatnik neocon radio host Michael Savage, who has previously and repeatedly called for anyone who criticizes the government being put in concentration camps, has now advocated the arrest of U.S. newspaper editors. And again, they'll never arrest them, it'll be us. Funny, the New York Times has called for hate laws, too. You're really together with your beatnik bosses. In a poll on his website, Savage, real name Wiener, displays a photo of an Iraqi holding up a U.S. soldier's boots, which was published by the New York Times, which is just news. Savage asked the question, do you think the publisher of the New York Times should be arrested for sedition for showing enemy propaganda? We're just showing, it's just showing the news, folks. We show it on the website. Should we be arrested? It is the job of the publisher, journalist, photographer to print and disseminate the truth, however horrible it may be. Savage implies that the publisher should only print what is favorable to the government. This is propaganda. The poll currently shows 65% in favor of arresting the publisher. Although when I checked the poll last night, it was as high as 85%. Once we linked to it, though, it went way down. It is common knowledge that this bastion of conservatism was once a liberal hippie. He still advocates the books and philosophy of literary beatniks like Jack McCurrack and William Burroughs, whose books include Glorification of Drug Use, and a lot more we're not going to mention, folks. Just go read it for yourself. It is terrifying. As Alex has stated many times, the liberals couldn't ram through the entirety of their police state agenda, so they just put on sheep's clothing and returned as self-proclaimed conservatives and are now attempting to destroy America. We'll read the rest of this article later. Before I end this hour, if you're sick of these beatniks taking over, if you don't want to lose your guns and lose the borders, you got to really wake up to the full horror. Get my films. Get 9/11 Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement to find out what's really in the Patriot Act. They're professionally produced, all over 2 hours long, $25.95 a piece, $20 when you order three or more. That's an $18 discount. I've written a book, published a book, carry a bunch of other great books and videos. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our Safe and Secure shopping cards or 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The Beatnik movement was created by the CIA. Gloria Steinem now admits the CIA founded and funded Miss Magazine. And now they've just flipped into conservatives, but they're not really conservatives. They're Benedict Arnold. They give you a bunch of rhetoric, some of it right on, and then warn you to give up your rights so the red diaper doper babies will get you when they are the red diaper doper babies. Michael Savage is a red diaper doper baby.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides,
chemicals, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.